Patrick Glenn. This is Anna. How may I help you?
Hey, Anna. Is Rebecca in by chance?
She is. May I ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
Your smile.
Hello, this is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up here. I actually left a message there for you yesterday. I'm not sure if you had got it, but I was just following up here on an offer we actually had extended to the company. It was about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago, it looks like. It was based off some good lending history you guys actually had with Court Square a few years back. Is that ringing a bell for you? Okay, so we actually had extended an offer for a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like the company was pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business to kind of see where you guys were at, and if you kind of had any plans going forward that we might be able to help you out with.
I don't think so. We actually just did a huge expansion in some equipment going digital, and I think we are all set for a while.
Oh, wow. You guys made some big moves there recently?
We did, yep.
How's business been then? You guys been picking up this year?
Yeah, business is great.
Okay,
so, yeah,
okay.
We just expanded into our digital area and added a few more 3D printers and things like that just to keep us up and running a little more efficiently. So.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. You guys got a pretty big operation going over there then?
Actually, it's not. It's a pretty small, I would say, but intentionally it is. So, yeah, it's a family-run business, and so we have about 14 employees. So, a little
okay.
Bit of a smaller side as far as labs are concerned, but
yeah,
definitely doing our share. Yeah.
Your industry, though, it's a lot more of like consistent, or I should say, like repeat customers, right?
It is repeat. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, sounds like you guys maybe got a good base there, and you kind of just are you maybe looking to expand to bring on new customers? That's why you brought on the new equipment, or was it just the other ones getting old?
It's the industry is changing, so we need to change with it. So, yeah, things are going more digital, whereas before it's always been technician-generated crowns. Now there are more 3D crowns being generated with the technicians doing the actual finishing touches. But so it's just a move in the direction of what the...
I see.
Going in. So, yeah, we needed to change with the times kind of thing.
Yeah, I've been working with some companies here that we were helping them finance some of these new milling equipments have been coming out. And apparently those are kind of the newer things that everyone's trying to get their hands on right now just to kind of stay ahead of the game, I should say. So,
yes.
But sounds like you guys are in a good situation right now. So I'll maybe kind of just touch base here maybe once a quarter just to see where the business is at, and if there's something we can help you out with, by all means, we definitely can do so. Is there maybe a good email there? I could just shoot you my information so you have it on file.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
It is Centric, C-E-N-T-R-I-C, and then accounting... spelled out.
Okay.
At sbcglobal.net.
Hello.
Hello. Did I lose you?
Why did it do that? Hello.
Can you hear?